U.S. officials say President Barack Obama will veto a piece of legislation that would allow the families of the victims of 9/11 attack to sue Saudi Arabia. The bill was earlier approved unanimously by Congress. Congressional insiders insist they have the votes needed to override a presidential veto. Protests continue in the U.S. city of Charlotte for the second consecutive night after police killed an unarmed black man. Police have used rubber bullets against the protesters. Previously, reports said a protester was shot dead during the demonstrations, but later he was announced to be alive but in critical condition. The U.S. Senate has voted not to block a plan by the government to sell more than $1 billion worth of arms to Saudi Arabia. This is while some lawmakers opposed to the arms sale, saying the kingdom will use the weapons against the Yemeni people. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani have discussed conflicts in the Middle East in a meeting in New York. Ban urged Rouhani to use Iran's influence to pave the way for the resumption of peace talks over the crises in Yemen and Syria. Iran's president has called for a political solution to the Syrian crisis. Speaking with American news channel NBC, Hassan Rouhani said the Syria conflict has no military solution. He rejected the U.S. demand that Syria and Russia halt their aerial operations, saying this would benefit the terrorists. The U.S. says a rocket which landed at an airbase in northern Iraq might have carried a chemical agent. U.S. officials say a sample is being tested to find out whether the rocket contained mustard gas. Washington believes the attack was carried out by Daesh terrorists. At least 35 people have been killed after Saudi warplanes dropped their bombs on a popular market in Yemen's Hudaydah province. Two other Saudi airstrikes left at least 4 people dead in the province of Sa'dah. Some 50 people were injured in the attacks. For the first time, Ukrainian troops and pro-Russia militias have agreed to pull back from 3 areas along the front line in eastern Ukraine. The agreement comes after 3 months of intense negotiations. Each side will withdraw 1 kilometer from the front line in Luhansk and Donetsk regions.